First of all, my good people, even though it's early, we won't be back here for another month, so we brought the Epiphany chalk, which has already been blessed, and it'll be on one of these kneelers after Mass. Please help yourself, and the instructions are in one of these bulletins that are tabled to this Sunday's bulletin. Also, I encourage you, as always, to carefully read all the bulletins. Don't read them just out of curiosity, but read them in an effort to get a little something that will help you in your spiritual life, that will help you to grow in your closeness to our Lord. Everything that we preach, or either from the pulpit or in the bulletin, all the little acts of sacramentals that we do, like the Epiphany blessing, crowning Our Lady in May, adoring the infant child in the crib scenes, these are all not this empty acts. They're not just empty ceremonies. They're not just statues. It's the closest thing we have to give the honor and the glory to the people, the persons that these statues and these ceremonies represent. I know it maybe seems kind of pointless and maybe even embarrassing sometimes if you live in a non-Catholic situation to put these strange numbers on your door. And people will ask you, and you might feel embarrassed to give a decent answer, so you'll just slough it off or joke about it. My good people, it has been my experience and others that I know that human respect causes a lot of damage to ourselves and to those around us, because we mistake it, and we mistake the person's intention for asking the question. 99% of the people, Protestant or Catholic, who ask you questions about statue worship, as they call it, or these strange numbers on the doors, or whatever, they are actually in good interest and good heart. Yes, there are a few who you can tell right off who are derogatory and are trying to put you down, but those are easy enough to handle. But most of them, take them at face value as simple curiosity. You don't know the effect that giving a truthful answer to these questions can have on the person asking the question, the good example it gives. We had a non-Catholic person who was doing some work at the monastery, and he saw these numbers, and he asked about them, and we gave him a truthful answer, and he went home and got several people involved looking in the Bible for these names and references, and it made quite an impression on him. And we have no way of knowing what that may do to that person or those people in the future. We have no way of knowing. So don't be embarrassed. Don't let human respect clip your wings. If you think about it, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about you. What matters is what God thinks. And speaking of God, coming up here this morning, of course, as you all know, I usually have trouble staying awake in any situation, but even driving. So I usually have the radio on, and the stations are usually so bad that I to use a modern term, I surfed the stations. And Father Abbott and I both were appalled this morning at the stuff that was coming across the airwaves. Among many other things, apparently there's a new book out for kids, for children, a fantasy type, that has God communicating with Beelzebub, who is the second in command in hell, with cell phones, debating over who goes to heaven and who goes to hell. We finally shut it off. We couldn't listen to it anymore. So I have no idea what it ended up as. And then, in the mail this morning, from a Catholic priest, a Jesuit, is a so-called holy card that says, faith is knowing that God accepts me as I am, not as what I should be. Quote, end quote. Where are we coming to? What is happening to us? We've done away with sin. We've done away with making an effort to better ourselves. God made me like I am, and that's the way I'm staying. And I know we have a tendency, when we hear and see this stuff, to think, oh, that doesn't bother me, that doesn't affect me, I know better. But my good people, it's all around us, never ending. It's bombarding us, even when we don't know it. Yes, we may tune our hearing out or something, but it's still entering our subconsciousness. And worst of all, our young people, our young children are picking it up. And even we older ones, we don't realize how it's being absorbed into our systems. Even I myself, as a monk and a priest, I sometimes find myself being influenced subconsciously by the stuff that's going around, and we don't even realize it. I urge you, each one of you, to be on your guard. And by that I don't mean turn all the radios off, turn all the TVs off, although that's not a bad idea, and go around with blinders on your eyes and your ears. No. By being on your guard, I mean get close to God. Know what God is and who He is to the best of our limited knowledge and ability. Strive to focus all our efforts to giving God greater honor and glory. If we take care of God and His interests, He will take care of us and our interests. There's so much out there to be fearful of, to even be in dread of, especially those with young children. You wonder, what chance do they have? And yet, we mustn't lose courage. We mustn't give up. Because we do have our faith. And there's only one way we can lose our faith. That is, if we let it be taken from us, either subtly or bold-facedly. We must protect our faith with everything we've got. We must grow in our faith, trusting in God. And above all, proving to God that we understand the true meaning of faith, which isn't that He will accept me as I am. No. But He will accept me because I'm striving with all my might to give Him the best as He deserves. In behalf of Father Abbott and our community, I wish each one of you a Merry Christmas, of course, and a Happy New Year. I ask God to grant each one of us not only a safe New Year, but a sane New Year. Because there is so much insanity going around. And you can't help but wonder sometimes, dear God, why don't you do something? What are you waiting for? But the answer to that might well be, He's waiting for me to come to my senses and to show Him how much I love Him. Please kneel, and I will give you your New Year's blessing. May the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, descend upon each one of us and remain upon us now and through the entire new year. Amen.